Delta 7 Japan, mobile.
Good morning, Bob. Messenger OTR.
What are you up to?
Oh, just been looking at some short movies and pictures from the kids. They're in Aruba.
I heard you earlier talking that thing, Rusty. What are their restrictions to come back in? Did they tell you? Because I'm curious.
Well, Bill did, and he said you guys had canceled, but, God, this line of traffic here at this three-way stop is just unbelievable. I just texted her this morning some of what Bill told me, and she says, yes, I've read them all, and they have testing right there at the hotel, and all you do is get tested 3 days before you come back, and then Bill can tell you the rest of it, but that's about the biggest thing. And they won't let you on the airplane, Bill said, unless you get tested. They had to test before they went down, and it was the expensive test, like $100. And then you're supposed to self-quarantine once you get back in the country for a week, I think Bill said.
That's exactly what Bill and I both read. I just wondered if anything is any different. I'll be very curious to hear their re-entry and how that process went.
Sure, to let you know, they've both been vaccinated, and but our grandkids have not. And they're expecting a surge in this COVID. I read in the newspaper this morning, so I guess that's to be expected with spring break and all that stuff, Bob.
I tell you, if I had known your daughter was going to Aruba, I probably would have said to Bill, let's wait till they get back and see what actually happened before we cancel. But I think we made the right decision. We're probably going to maybe try and redo it again in 2022. I don't know.
Bob, I agree with you, and I agree with Bill. It's sad, because I know you wanted to go, but they went down there, I know, on a 757. That's not my favorite aircraft, I'll tell you. We come back from Hawaii all the way, I guess, on a 757. It sucked. But other than that, they seem very happy, and of course, the weather's perfect down there and beautiful, breezy, palm trees and all of that. And I meant to tell you about that, and I apologize for not telling you earlier, but she only booked that last Wednesday, wasn't it, Bernie?
Yeah,
it wasn't very long at all, Bob.
Yeah, roger that. Out of Aruba, I've been there several times by boat, and although it's been a number of years, but I've been there many times, actually. And they're in a climate zone that pretty much stays consistent almost all the time. They don't get hurricanes there because of the where they're at, or they're very rare. Let me put it that way. That's a really nice island paradise there for sure. So, yeah, and like I said, I think Bill and I made the best choice just because of the unknown. You know, I think by the time July came, things may be better, but you know, you get there and you get stuck there, and then you're in trouble.
And Amy got trip insurance, and I don't know if you guys had it or not, but I think you did. But you could be stuck there for a long time and lose your money for your flight back, Bill said.
Yeah, we did have trip insurance. However, you know, we were supposed to go last year. So, you know, our trip insurance kind of, not sure exactly what became of that, because the airline just credited us and let us, you know, and we're going to get a credit again. So we'll have to use that credit by next February. So I'll be flying somewhere between now and next February. I don't know where, but maybe I'll take a trip up to Michigan or something just for kicks and giggles. But, Tom, I'm coming around the last bend before I turn to my street, so this will probably be my last one. But go ahead.
Yeah, I hope your apples didn't get all frozen. Chris Justice said 90% of the apple crop could be destroyed if you didn't have a breeze this morning. I noticed you was somewhere around 22 to 25. And Yeah, we're going to go up to the daughter's graduation sometime in the early summer there. And that's, we used up our flight miles on the Visa card, shall we say, Bob. And that way, I think for the trip and the hotel and all, it was $106. So not a bad deal. And it's a lot easier to fly up there than it is to drive up there about 12 hours. Talk to you later, Bob, in D7J in 0TR.
All right, Tom. Yeah, boy, you sure are correct there on that drive and stuff. But we're supposed to be doing a vacation to Florida in June. However, I'm not thrilled about that one. But anyway, I'm just coming down my road. I've got my top section for my tower for my 6-meter stack on the top of the trailer. So I'm going to probably tinker with that this afternoon a little bit. And going up to Fred's tomorrow to finish the counterboy. So you guys have a good one. D7J Mobile, and better say QRT.
Great to hear you, Bob. Have a good day. And be careful out there. This is Enduro TR, clear.
KO4 LAO.
Alpha 4, Mike Delta.
I heard two in there, Jim. You go ahead and take it. And I think it was W4MD also was back in there, very clear, I might add. I'll pass it over to you, Jim, KA4LAO in 0TR.
Yeah, I just wanted to say good morning. And heard your conversation there about traveling. That sure is an opportunity to get out and see the country again, but only if you can do it safely.
Let me see. Bill, I think that was you. Go ahead.
QSL, yeah, Tom, Tommy. I just put my antenna up in the attic there. I was just wondering, I'm sorry about messed up the contact there, but just wondering if I was coming in better than I was, over.
Oh, yes, much, much better. Absolutely clean, Bill. And it is Tom on the name. And you're sounding great. I think you were in Simpsonville, weren't you, Bill?
QSL.
Roger, roger. Well, this is Jim, and he's a former Air Force gentleman, and flew our tanker planes. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm up here in Traveler's Rest on State Park Road, and you sound really good up here.
Well, Jim, pleasure to meet you. Like I said, name's here Bill, but I can't even talk this morning. I apologize. My name here is Bill, and you're full quieting here. Beautiful signal coming in to here also.
Phone calls all the way around. Absolutely marvelous day out here, except a little frost on the pumpkin, Jim.
Yeah, and I remember when I used to drive back and forth to Hendersonville teaching school. About this time every year, we would have, a dip in the temperature around Easter time, and the farmers would always be concerned about their crops. But my wife was telling me this morning, she said it was a little early for the apple blossoms and stuff, but, so they weren't as concerned, but you may have heard differently.
Chris Justice, his dad owns the farm up there, the Justice Orchard, and he said that the low was forecast at 22, and if it was clear and still, they could lose 90% of their crop because it's in bloom. Three different species are in bloom. And let me kill this radar detector. And if the wind was blowing, that'd stir up some of the warm air, and they might survive it. Go ahead, Bill.
I heard the same information from Chris Justice, and you're right. But when I got up this morning, it didn't seem like the wind was blowing all that much. I hope it was better for him up there and all. And by the way, Jim, thank you very much for your service. I was in 10 years myself, but you probably weren't born.
Well, I'm in my 60s, and I came on active duty in commissioned in 79 and then came on active duty in 80.
QSL, yeah, I was in 1967 on for 10 years, five tours in Southeast Asia there, three in Nam and one in Cambodia, one in Laos, as a matter of fact.
United States Army.
Missed service times by about 2 or 3 years there. I missed when I came back to duty, a lot of the Vietnam era guys were just getting ready to leave.
Yeah, I was getting ready to get out myself. I spent too many tours and the brain pan wasn't thinking the way it should until I got out, that is. And so, yeah, you're right. It was ending down there, and it was more chicken-hearted back in post in most places, and I didn't like that. I like the rough and tough, I guess.
The generation, I flew with some of the guys that were still on active duty when we were young lieutenants there, and they had a whole different picture of, you know, how to do stuff and how to operate, but for us young guys, they got pretty strict, and it stayed that way in the Air Force from then on. Throughout my career, it was if it wasn't in the book, you couldn't do it, you know, and the other services had a little different philosophy.
I apologize, but I'm on a QRT for a short while here. I got a phone call here from the White House here, so to speak, so got to take it. Talk to you all later. Thank you very much for letting Jeff in for the conversation. WA4MD.
KO4LAO, nice to talk to you, Bill, and good luck to you. 73s, and Tom, I'm going to run in the house here and get lunch to everybody, so I'll clear on your last.
Yours over there in Laos, you're not even supposed to acknowledge that. Jim, go ahead.
And run lunch into the family here. Was out gathering that up, but hope you and Bernice have a nice afternoon here. It's a beautiful Easter weekend, and we'll probably talk to you a little bit later over the weekend, maybe.
Fine business. Nice to hear you as usual. I got to watch this traffic. I'm trying to change lanes here, and I'm not sure if this guy's wanting to change into my lane. Yeah, I was saying he didn't want to acknowledge being in Laos. That was a forbidden. Anyways, I saw some of those planes that went over there, and I'm glad I wasn't in them. 73's Jim, KA4LAO. You have a good day. This is NZ0TR, and I'm going to be QRT2 in the Wally World.